At this site in 1975, Gordon Matta Clark created one of his most important works, turning an abandoned Hudson Pier warehouse into a sun and water temple that he called Day's End. During that summer, Matta Clark made a series of large cuts into a 600-foot-long metal hangar on Pier 52 that had once belonged to the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad Company. Removing sections of the floor and ceiling, along with portions of the western and southern sides of the building, the artist exposed the river and sky, creating a changing sculpture of light out of a structure the city had largely abandoned. Though not his first use of a Hudson Pier, Day's Passing, as the work was also known, incurred the wrath of the law. Matta Clark's opening event was shut down by the police, and dock authorities immediately locked the warehouse. The artist had hoped to let visitors in twice a week during the fall of 75, but he soon found himself facing an arrest warrant and the threat of a $1 million lawsuit. After leaving the country, Matta Clark argued that he had created an indoor park, beautifying a decrepit space. All claims against him were eventually dropped. The authorities appear to have been tipped off by the filing for a film permit by two of Matta Clark's friends. Though stuck in a confiscated and inaccessible state, Day's End survived longer than many of his other works. Pier 52 survives today as a Department of Sanitation parking lot.